Captain Jerry Yellen recalls the code phrase he focused on as he flew from the California coast preparing for action in World War II.
And I sailed under the Golden Gate Bridge on the way out to Hawaii in 1943, October, and as I sailed under the bridge, I said to myself, back alive in 45.
As World War II drew to a close, Yellen was at the stick of his P-51 aircraft on what turned out to be the last official mission of the war. He recalls the moment on August 14, 1945.
When we got back from our strafing mission on that day, we found out that while we were fighting, the war had been over for 3 hours.
A tremendous relief following 19 missions, each lasting a grueling 8 hours in the Pacific Theater. The last proved to be both memorable and truly bittersweet.
My wingman, 19-year-old Phil Schlomberg from Brooklyn, was killed on that day, shot down over my wing. And he was the last guy killed on a fighter mission flown in World War II.
Yellen is in Monroe today at Chenault Aviation and Military Museum, taking part in announcing a national flyover event marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Chenault's executive director, Nell Calloway, says the Monroe Museum is serving as the launch site for the event's campaign, which she hopes will spur a sense of national pride the country experienced following World War II.
That was the last time that Americans truly felt victorious. It was when patriotism was at its high. We really need to restore that spirit of patriotism in this country today.
It was the extraordinary leadership of then-Colonel Claire Chenault that Yellen says he's grateful for and set an example for his military career.
Colonel Chenault went to Japan as the American Volunteer Group, civilians, that was called the Flying Tigers. And the exploits of the Flying Tigers and Colonel Chenault were my hero. Really, really my hero.
The National Flyover Anniversary event is scheduled at airfields across the country in August 2015.